Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Mathias. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Carl Mathias. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The left fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike Dulac. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike Dulac. And now, play ball. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Mathias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathias hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive towards short. Veal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with DeLock covering, for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hardy. Tasby reaches second base with a double. Woodling scores. Long moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King is walked intentionally. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mathias fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Hardy moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal misplays the ball. That's an error on Veal. Hardy scores. Jensen scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Daly reaches second base with a double. Carl Mathias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathias is 0-for-1 in the game. Mathias bunts towards the mound. DeLock fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on DeLock. Daly scores. That run is unearned. It's Senators, 2, Red Sox, 2. Kootveel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-2 in the game. Veal bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Schilling covering, for the out. Mathias moves to second. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up towards short. Budden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mathias scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Senators. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Senators. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 0-for-1 in the game. Budden takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Rip Rapolsky pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Budden moves to second. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Budden moves to third. Rapolsky moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger is hit by the pitch. Budden scores. Rapolsky moves to third. Hardy moves to second. It's 5-3, Senators. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Muffet now pitching. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. King hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. King reaches second base with a double. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. King moves to third. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Daly hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Carl Mathias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathias is 0 for 2 in the game. Mathias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Coot Veel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veel is 0 for 2 in the game. Veel hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby, who is chasing the ball. Malzone reaches third base with a triple. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. Malzone scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Senators. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Senators. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Muffet covering, for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hardy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tasby hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. King hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-3 in the game. Cottier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Daly hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Malzone hits a line drive towards third. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Mathias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathias is 0-for-3 in the game. Mathias hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-3 in the game. Veal strikes out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-4 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Mathias moves to third. Ted Wills now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mathias scores. Klaus moves to third. It's 8-5, Senators. Chuck Hinton pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Long takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tasby hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 12-5, Senators. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. King takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cottier hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Daly hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 12, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Mathias covering, for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Button hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Harrell pinch hits for Ted Wills. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-4 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hardy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Button scores. Schilling moves to third. It's 12-6, Senators. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Hardy moves to second. Dave Sisler now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Schilling scores. Hardy moves to third. Geiger moves to second. It's 12-7, Senators. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Hardy scores. Geiger moves to third. Jensen moves to second. It's 12-8, Senators. Jim Pagliarani batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pagliarani is 0-for-4 in the game. Pagliarani hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's Senators, 12, Red Sox, 12. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cotina now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Pete Runnels pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Billy Harrell. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Button moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Washington Senators, 12. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.